It's Easter weekend, the first long weekend of spring, and even though the evenings are going to be cool, the days are looking promising. Sunny and warm afternoons. This is just the kind of weather that gets gardeners all revved up to do some digging. And unfortunately, in our excitement to get out there and get our hands dirty, well, that often leads to some very sore muscles. Our Fit at 50 producer, Elizabeth Hay, was out this week getting some preventative advice. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Michael.
All right, so I'm actually really excited about starting to do some work in my backyard. It's my first spring in my first house. I want to get some beds ready to plant. What should I be thinking about?
Well, Michael, you should be careful.
What do you mean, careful? I mean, I've been going to the gym all winter long.
Oh,
I'm running.
Yeah.
I consider myself a fairly fit person.
Yeah, actually, indeed, you are a fairly fit person.
Thank you.
Do your regular workouts. But after my conversation with Heather Sanson this week, I think you should take it a little easier than you originally thought that you should. Heather is a certified personal trainer, and she owns her own company called Equifit. She does a lot of cross training for all sorts of different kinds of sports. So I figured she'd know a bit about what a person should do if they want to get out there and get gardening. But the first advice she gave me really surprised me. It's not just the couch potatoes that need to take it easy with a new spring activity. It's the active folks as well.
Let's say you have been skiing. Let's pick cross-country skiing because that's an excellent cardiovascular activity. So you're in fantastic cardiovascular shape and you're probably fairly fit because cross-country skiing is like that. It doesn't mean you're fit for cycling. The muscles you're going to use in the cycling are going to be different. It doesn't mean you're fit for tennis. It still means you need to kind of take your time for those other activities while you build up the fitness for those activities for the season. No, no, it doesn't. It means you'll probably be much less at risk for injury than somebody who's more sedentary. But you're still going to be engaging in particular movements, which are going to work your body a little bit differently from the other exercises that you were doing.
So I was surprised, Michael, but when I thought about what Heather was saying, it made sense. A new activity involves new muscles that we haven't been working, and you can put yourself out of commission just as quickly by hurting small muscles and ligaments as the large ones.
Well, come on, Liz. I mean, it's a nice warm day. I'm a fit enough person. I just want to get out there and start digging.
Well, if you do that, as Heather says, you're only going to be doing yourself a disservice.
You know, sometimes people want to be a hero, or they don't want to give in to age, or they don't want to, I did this last year, I'm going to do this year, or there's that temptation, oh, I think I can lift the whole bag, you know, that kind of temptation. But it's really important to avoid that. Any athlete I know is very, very careful about every activity they do with their body. And it's not about being afraid. It's about being athletically responsible and educated. In other words, take the smart approach. Take half the bag or divide it in two so you can carry it, or get some buckets, you know, if you're talking about gardening. Use ergonomic lifting whenever possible. If you're going to heave a bicycle up on top of the car, get someone to help you.
So, Michael, don't be a hero. Be a serious, responsible athlete.
This is very good advice. It's very good advice. So what should I be doing if I want to get ready for digging in the garden if the gym and running haven't been enough?
Well, it's all about warming up before the activity.
I would use dynamic stretching, never static stretching, before you do an activity. And certainly start your activity out slow. You know, recently I've been working with some marathon runners, and there's a lot of strong advice to runners to start out walking 5 or 10 minutes. Not because they can't run, but because it just does warm the body up. But to start before that with some dynamic stretching. It also wakes up your muscle. It wakes up the neuromuscular connection. If you've been in your office all day and then you're going to go blading or biking and your body hasn't done any of that type of motion all day, you've been sedentary in a chair, your neuromuscular connections aren't quite there, so you want to sort of wake everything up first and then go.
So Michael, dynamic stretching is stretching where you move in and out of the stretch in a smooth way. It looks a bit like Tai Chi. It's about not holding the stretch. It's about getting the blood and circulating in the muscle. You save your static stretches for after your activity. When your body's warmed up and loosened up, then you can do the things that promote flexibility. And never, ever, ever, I know most people know this, but never, ever, ever bounce in a stretch.
Okay, so I get that we're not supposed to overdo it right off the bat, but I mean, how am I ever going to get all that gardening done that I need to do?
Well, if you have a lot to do, you might want to rethink your plan or get some friends over to help, because really, you want to be doing this and enjoying your whole summer.
A lot of reason why you're out there is because you like to be out there. So enjoy it. Do some stretches. If you love yoga, do some yoga in your own garden. How beautiful is that? And while you're doing it, so that you can enjoy the experience and get through it. And gardening can be really great fitness if you use it correctly. But if you're lifting by bending over, not using your legs, you're hauling things on only your right side, you're overdoing it, you're going to wreck the experience for yourself.
Heather told me that if you're going to be doing some digging, let's say, make sure you dig using both sides of your body, both arms. And she realizes that you're going to be stronger on one side. Most people are. But the thing is, you don't want to overuse your strong side and then let your weak side get away with things. And don't then think, okay, well, then I'm going to concentrate on my weak side. Try to do it equally, which means then doing less with your strong side and the same amount then with your weak side. Mm-hmm. So think about the job you're going to tackle first. If you sit down and plan it, you may realize that doing the job in stages over several weeks may be better for you. Warm up your muscles that you're going to be using before. So if you're going to be using your back and your arms, then do some things that get some blood flowing to those areas first, and you'll have a better experience.
And speaking of experiences, how was your work this week?
Well, you know, I've had some trouble getting motivated to get out and do my runs. And I got this email with some advice from Kathy Moffat in Merrickville. She wrote, "Just finished listening to you this morning, re your troubles and getting all your runs in that you want. You should check out Running Mania. Running Mania is a running forum, but unlike many forums, it's very supportive for all runners, whether you're elite or attempting your first 5K. You will find a lot of support here and a virtual kick in the butt at times when you need it. You can keep a journal online if you like, post your successes, ask for advice, etc. I can say that the forum keeps me honest and has helped me stay on track with my training. It's totally non-commercial as well, no advertising, and it is run by volunteers. So I think I'm going to check it out, and I posted the link on the Fit at 50 page as well.
Well, it certainly sounds like a great resource, and I know that you had your time trial with your trainer Rick Heller this week. How'd that go?
Yeah, well, here's the last few seconds of our endeavor.
15:50. Good job. Oh. Good work.
Oh, that was hard.
15:50, yeah. It was hard last time, too. You were 55 last time, right?
No. Yeah. Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you were 55 last time.
Oh, I thought it was 50. Okay. Well, I'm pleased then.
So I was 5 seconds faster, but it was really hard this time. I did the 2.5K in 15 minutes and 50 seconds. I had to really push to finish it at all.
But 5 seconds faster is something to be proud about, don't
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, I feel a lot better about it today than I did yesterday.
Yeah, I bet. Did it. Now, do you want to talk about your weight as well?
Well, does anyone ever want to talk about their weight, Michael?
Is the answer, of course.
Now, this week, okay, I just want to say up front, it's a shorter week. Normally, I weigh in on Fridays. This week, I had to weigh in on Thursday. So,
right.
Okay. I didn't lose any weight at all. I stayed the same.
Stayed the same at least, right?
But I bet you if I, you know, weighed
had
in
that
on
extra
Friday,
day.
Exactly. pounds would have melted off.
Well, it was really nice to get that email from Kathy Moffat this week. And thanks so much for her encouragement. And anyone else out there with ideas or stories about keeping fit, we want to hear from you. You can email us at intownandout@cbc.ca or call our talkback line at 613-288-6457.
Yes. And Michael, all the information about today's items and past items, they're on our Fit at 50 page. And you can get there by going to our website at cbc.ca/intownandout.
And then you just click on Fit at 50 and off you go.
That's the way it is.
Well, thanks so much, Liz.
You're welcome.
Elizabeth Hay is on every week at this time with her series Fit at 50.